Al Porter with Iceland. From barbecues to ice cream, we've got you covered this summer. Trust Iceland.
Now, this is great. Lenny and I both saw it simultaneously, but not in the same room. Don't worry. We don't live together. A news report about this. A group of young footballers, I don't know if you saw, from Gaza, has spent the last few days in Ireland, travelling around the country and, most importantly, playing some football. And Zoe Lawler from Gaza Action Ireland is going to tell us a bit more. Zoe, how are you?
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very good, Zoe. So tell me all about this this project, because I saw the Al Hilal football team on TV last night, and I just went, my God, that's mad.
I know, it's great. So this is the second year of the project. We call it Gaza Kids to Ireland. Mm-hmm. And a group of us visited Gaza in 2013 with the hope of setting up civil society links there.
Okay.
And one of them was with sport. So we went to the Al Hilal Club and we met the, you know, managers and trainers and met some of the children, and we decided we would try and bring them to Ireland. So we brought them last year for the first time. So it took 3 years kind of to do it because there was an attack in 2014 as well. But yeah, so it's their second year because last year was really brilliant. So we said we'd do it again.
And for people who don't know, who are listening, going, oh yeah, I've heard something about Gaza, or I've heard something about the Gaza Strip, or tell us a little bit about, you know, just how tumultuous it is over there, the situation.
Yeah, well, Gaza is under a blockade and a siege, so travel, in fact, is almost impossible for people there. I mean, I was shocked that we got permits this year for the group to travel. So people need permits to enter and exit Gaza, and they're very, very difficult to get. The situation there at the moment is really catastrophic. I mean, there's less than 4 hours electricity per day. I mean, one of the kids was telling me the other night, I was saying to him, you need to go to bed a bit earlier so I could go to bed. And he was saying that because they've no air conditioning or, you know, fridges and, you know, like, because they've no power.
Yeah.
And it's so hot at night, you know, that they can't sleep. So their timetable and their whole body clock, our body rhythm, has really kind of upset with this.
Horrendous.
Yeah, and that's not to mind, you know, dialysis patients, babies in incubators, etc. And then, you know, the water system is you know, massively affected by this, and the sewage treatment, etc.
So it's not an exaggeration at all to say that for these young footballers who look like they're having a great time, you're talking about a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to have the crack and forget about those worries and come over here and really experience, have a bit of fun, for God's sake.
Absolutely. And I mean, they are having a lot of fun, and they know how to have fun. I mean, they were in Manor Hamilton yesterday, and the guys, Ross O'Snodig from Keela, had set up a load of different types of drums and percussion instruments, and they were straight in playing them, singing, dancing, Debka. You know, they're just constantly up for the crack.
What ages are they? They're about 10 to 14 kind of age range?
Yeah, they're between 10 and 15, actually, with a couple of 15-year-olds. Yeah, so they're a great bunch of kids.
I just have here in front of me, across the 9 days, they'll play matches in Dublin, Galway, Cork, Leitrim. I suppose my question is who's better at football, the Irish or the Gaza lads?
The Gaza lads. they're very skilled, you know. They're small. Now, they're very small compared to the Irish lads. I mean, I think Irish people are pretty tall anyway, but the guys are quite slight, but they're very fast and they're very skillful on the ball.
That's brilliant. So they're winning matches left, right and centre.
Yeah, well, we won all three matches yesterday in Manor Hamilton. Came back from 3-0 down and won to win 5-3. But we lost our rematch at Ballybrack on Sunday, so that was a bit devastating.
Where are they playing today? Are they going to Limerick, is it?
Limerick. We're in Limerick today, so they're playing at 6 p.m. in Pierce Stadium against, it'll be Jamesborough and Parkview. Or Granville, sorry. And then tomorrow they're in Cork in the Mardyke Centre at 3, and they'll be playing a match against a Cork team and hopefully meeting some of the Cork City players. Yeah, and then Friday they're the Guard of Honour in Talla.
Oh, wow.
A brilliant initiative, Gaza Kids to Talla, set up by some Shamrock Rovers fans.
Oh, great. So, from one devastated area to another.
I'm only kidding. I'm totally neutral in any comments you make there.
No, well, that's fabulous. What day are they coming to Talla? It might be a home.
It's Friday. It's the home match on Friday night in Tala against Derry. Yeah, and then there's a match on Saturday morning in Dublin, and then we might be going to the Dubs match, and then they go home on Sunday.
And is there anything? I mean, I suppose finally, I mean, we're going, well, this is great, and that's brilliant. Yeah. It's a very uplifting story. Is there anything, if somebody's listening and they're touched by that, or they're going, do you know what, I'd like to help out, what could they do? Could they post you a couple of euros? Can they do anything?
Well, they can certainly send us money. GazaActionIreland.ie is our website. So all of this is fundraised. You know, it's all, there's no sponsorship or anything. So it's a, you know, people-to-people practical solidarity with Palestine that we're involved in. But also, if people could be aware of the situation in Palestine and, you know, could look at, like, the UN has said Gaza will be unlivable by 2020, and now they're thinking of revising that down to now. So, you know, we really need to put pressure on our governments. It's a humanitarian disaster being allowed to happen in front of us. Yeah,
Zoe, it's a great thing that you just have the lads over, and I'm delighted that they're winning their matches as well.
I wanted a grand slam, but the Ballybrack boys have been waiting for a year for revenge.
All right, thank you so much for talking to me, Zoe. Talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Al Porter with Iceland. From barbecues to ice cream, we've got you covered this summer. Trust Iceland. Today,